You know, having a family dog can be such a lovely thing. Dogs are fun, they're affectionate, they get you outdoors going for walks, and they teach children about taking responsibility for another living thing. The Brown family has a big black Labrador called Jason. Jason the dog is more than a family pet, though. He's an assistance dog. He's been trained by an organisation called Dogs for Kids with Disabilities, and he's a helper for 5-year-old Riley, who has autism and developmental delays. Assistance dogs are mainly Labradors, also sometimes Golden Retrievers, and it takes about 2 years to train one, costs around $40,000. But as ABC reporter Fiona Pepper discovered, having this kind of highly trained dog can be invaluable to a family.
Jessica. Good boy. Good. And sit. Where's Riley? Good boy. Sit. Good boy. On your bed.
My name's Teresa. I have a husband who's called Gavin. We have Samuel who's 9 and Riley who's 5. And Riley has a very special assistance dog called Jason. Jason's a goofy black Labrador who, when he's in his service coat, just becomes this beautiful, gentle, gorgeous, gentle giant and helps us get around as a family.
In terms of your son Riley, can you describe his intellectual disabilities and why you would need an assistant dog?
Sure. So Riley has what we've called global development delay. Essentially, it's an intellectual disability, but he also has autism. And it manifests for him in delayed cognition, delayed social skills, delayed gross and fine motor skills. You know, he's non-verbal. That's part of his disability as well. And it also means for him he gets very, very anxious, and that's part of the autism. In environments where it's really busy and overwhelming, he'll do lots of covering of his ears. He gets quite anxious and starts to cry or make lots of noises and things like that. And he has a lot of trouble kind of regulating that himself.
Can you describe where you and Gavin were at before you went and started looking around for assistance dogs? How were you as young parents with 2 children and one child with obviously intellectual disabilities? Where were you at emotionally?
Yeah. We weren't functioning. We weren't getting any sleep. Riley would wake up at 1:30 in the morning and knock her back to sleep for hours. We were just exhausted. So it was a really, really difficult time. And then because Riley was so tired and exhausted, he was more anxious and everything was much harder to do. So we didn't go out and do things either. You know, we were kind of stuck at home, and it meant we said no to a lot of social events. We didn't try and do things that would just feel too hard.
There was a time or a day where you were at the park and he took off. Can you talk about that day?
Yeah, we were at an enclosed playground, and Riley would have been, I think, nearly 3. You know, one of those enclosed playgrounds, you think your child's safe, they'd be playing on all the swings, and he was perfectly fine. And I turned away for a second to talk to a friend of mine, and I think it must have been 5 to 10 seconds at the very most. And in that time, Riley had gone out the gate with a scrum of other kids. A mum had opened the gate and let her kids through, and Riley had gone through, and she didn't realise. And then he walked straight across the path and into the creek, and she pulled him out, but by that stage he was already completely wet from head to toe, so he'd gone straight under into the water, slipped down. And so in that moment I all of a sudden heard a cry, and I turned around and there was Riley just drenched. And so in our mind we're always just looking for ways to ensure that when we're out and about Riley could be safe, because you turn away for a second and he's gone, and he runs really fast too. So every time we'd see on the news a child with autism that had gone missing, we just kept thinking this could just so easily be us.
So then Riley was roughly 4 years old, and that's when Jason came into the family.
That's right, August 2015. So Riley had turned 4 in the March of that year, so it's 4 and a half. Yeah, so he was in 3-year-old kinder at the time. So when we first got Jace, he was going along to kinder with Riley, and he got to know all the kids, and the kids thought he was just the bee's knees, you know. Jace would go to kinder and hang around and help Riley be settled and calm there and things like that, so yeah.
So can you describe how exactly Riley and Jason's relationship works?
Their trust between each other has developed kind of as we've gone along. So Jace, we're always his handlers. So we would give Jace commands and he'll do things for us. So if Riley's anxious at home, I can say, Jason, touch, and he'll go and he'll touch Riley's hand and then wait. He knows now he's got to wait until Riley turns around and pats him or touches him. And that just helps break Riley's habitual kind of habits. If he's running around the kitchen, for example, if he's anxious, that will just distract him enough that he'll turn around and give Jace a pat and he'll change what he's been doing. So that sort of stuff has been good. And very slowly we would see Riley then, I could give Riley a treat and he'd go over and give it to Jace. And we'd after kinder, when Riley would be really tired, we'd come and we'd sit down at the mat and Jace would sit behind him and Riley would lean on him like a couch and just sit there for an hour and a half and relax and play blocks and that sort of thing, just leaning on Jace and chilling out for the afternoon. And I think just that the calmness that Jace brings to his world has been really special, and that helps him be calm at night time. It helps us to get dinner ready, to do the normal family stuff, and then it also helps Riley at sleep, at bedtime. So Jace will come up and lie next to Riley during story time before he goes to sleep, and then he puts his head on Riley's lap and just puts that little bit of deep pressure on his tummy, and Riley just settles straight in, and 10 minutes later he's asleep. Whereas that used to take 2 hours for him to settle because he'd be so hyperactive and trying to kind of process everything from his day at that time of the night.
And then when you go out, you talked about how Jason is tethered to Riley, or Riley is tethered to Jason. Yeah. Explain how that works. Not many people hear of a dog being, you know, essentially tied to a child.
Yeah, so Jace wears a service coat and it's just got a little D-clip on it that Riley then wears a belt around his waist, and it's just got a tether between the belt and that D-clip on Jason's coat. So it means that if I say to Jace, down, stay, he won't move, and Riley can pull to his heart's content, and Jace just stays in that down position. It's a really interesting thing, because when we would be, you know, walking at the shops or the supermarket, Riley would hold our hand, but we'd be forcing the holding of the hand, and he would pull the whole time, and he'd try to run away. And the minute he could let go of our hand, he'd start bolting, and we'd have to run and catch him, and with constant reminding, stay with mummy, you know, those sorts of things. But very quickly he learnt that he can't do that with Jace, so he's learnt that there's a zone of safety around him and he just settles into it. It's almost like the boundaries have helped him settle.
When Riley is attached to Jason, Jason essentially acts as an anchor.
Yeah, exactly. And Jace just has this calming presence on him. So one thing that we used to find, because we were always so anxious when we went out and we were hanging onto Riley's hand for dear life, we would pass that anxiety onto him, which would make him more and more anxious. The fact that there's that distance between us and Riley now, and Jace is there, he doesn't pick up that anxiety so much, and it helps us be calmer because we know he's safe. But it also means that Riley's a lot calmer as a result. So he doesn't have us grabbing onto his hand, he's not getting our anxiety passed onto him, and Jace is just so calm that you can't kind of... you'll have to see it when you come to the shops. You'll see kind of how that works. He doesn't have to intervene so much. It's just his presence there has a big difference.
You ready, Riley?
Wet, isn't it?
Let's go, Jace. So the minute we sit in the car here, Riley starts turning around and looks to see if Jace is there.
And he's ready to go. So we just arrived at the local Diamond Creek supermarket and Jason's going to get to work.
Yep. You'll notice this is a really busy kind of car park. And so one of the first things they train the dogs to do is get out of the car calmly and to sit straight away and be ready to work. So he'll know that he's here. Good boy. And up to the car. Up to the car and sit. So what we use, this is a gentle leader. So that just helps us to steer Jace when we're going, and you notice I gave him a treat as I put that on, so it's always reinforcing that this is really fun and good.
And now it's time to put his green coat on. And do you see his mood change when he's got his coat on?
Yeah, so you can see his tail's wagging, so he's excited and it's up and he's ready to work. But he's also, even though he's excited, he's very calm and he'll just sort of do everything that he's told to do. Good boy, Jacy. And sit, please. Good lad, sit, please. And it's raining, he doesn't like sitting on the lap.
Fair enough.
So now I can trust that Jace will stay there while I get Riley out of the car.
So Jason's just sitting very attentively by the car while Teresa puts Riley's shoes and socks on. And he doesn't look like he's going to go anywhere.
You ready? Let's go. Good boy, Jace. Okay, so Riley just wears a belt.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a tether you'll see here attached to Jace's coat. suit. And see how happily he just puts that on and is quite happy just to be there and wait.
So the tether's sort of like a belt around Riley's waist.
Yeah, and you can see we can extend the length of that. So mm-hmm. when we're in a car park and in the shops, I tend to keep that really short. But if we stop at a cafe and we're sitting for a while, I'll extend that so Riley has a lot more movement and can yeah. explore a little bit more. So.
All right, well, should we go into the shops and get out of the rain?
Good boy.
Come on, Riley.
You can see I can just push the trolley really easy one-handed. I'm very lightly holding Jace's lead because I know he's going to follow instructions and just come with me.
Do you ever have to explain why you've got a dog in the shop?
People will stop and say, what does he do for your son? How does he help? I'm always, we often get stopped and shopping takes a little bit longer than it might have. It's always really positive. People will smile and grin or they'll look at Riley and smile at him or they'll stop and ask us questions. Mm. So, yeah.
Come on.
Let's walk. So as we stopped, I'm coming just to get some bananas and I've asked Jace to sit. If Riley starts to pull, I'll say down to Jace and that means he's anchored and Riley can't pull him away. In this case, Riley's really settled, so we're just going to stand here for a minute, grab some stuff, so I'll just get him into a sit position, which means he knows I'm going to let go of the lead as well and he's just going to wait for the next command. So.
And just a minute ago, Riley started to give Jason a good pat. That's more than just a kid giving their pet a pat, isn't it?
Yeah, so Riley uses him for sort of sensory feedback. In here we've walked in and the music's quite noisy and there's lots of sounds going on. We're right next to the deli where they're banging and stuff. You can see Riley's putting his hand over his ear, so it's a little bit overwhelming for him. So as we're walking along, I'll often find he'll have one hand on his ear and then one hand on Jace's back just to sort of pats him or plays with his fur and gets a bit of that sensory feedback through his hand and it just helps him to regulate. Bananas.
For us, having an assistance dog for our family has meant independence. It's meant involvement and engagement in the community. It's meant sleep. It's meant being able to do the normal everyday things that other families take for granted. It's meant that I've got a happy boy that can cope in environments where he otherwise wouldn't have coped. It's meant that he has a constant playmate at home. It's meant when he's tired and grumpy or anxious, we know we can bring Jace over to him and there'll be an instant calm in the house. It's without a doubt, it's changed our lives. We were a family in crisis before we got Jace. It means the world to us.
Bring him here.
Teresa Brown with Jason the assistance dog and speaking with ABC radio reporters Fiona Pepper about the positive impact the dog has had not only on her 5-year-old son Riley but on the entire family. And you can see a video on the Life Matters Facebook page of Jason, the Black Labrador, at work in his green service coat with Riley. Do have a look. It's just lovely, the big dog with the child.